Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Events with Benefits. This is a podcast designed to help your nonprofit organization raise more money and achieve greater success at your fundraising events. Now, my name is Danny Hooper. I'm a professional fundraising auctioneer, also the chief of security on our show and on our podcast. And I'm happy to say that since our inception, we have not had a major incident on our podcast, Major Security Incident. Anyway, I'm joined here today. We're down in Southern California at the world headquarters of Windspire. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Ian Loth from Windspire and Renee Zhao of Donation Match. And on today's episode, we're joined by a very special guest. His name is Jeff Dowler, and his company is called Optimal Giving, and they have really found a unique niche in the fundraising space, and that is how to save nonprofits an awful lot of money on their credit card processing fees.
That's absolutely right, Danny. And as some of you may be familiar with ACH payments, which basically means drawing money directly from bank accounts and transferring money between accounts, as opposed to paying for those credit card processing fees, which can be really, a negative spin when you are asking for money and people have to pay fees on top of that. So, Jeff here provides some really good insight on how you should approach the idea of ACH payments, how much it can save you, and why it's so important to provide that option to your donors.
Yeah. That's the sound of money just flowing down the drain. And that's money that you can save.
That's a great impression, Danny.
Wasn't that good? I was going to do flushing down a toilet, but then I thought, just a drain is probably a better way to go. Now, Renee Zhao, our partner here from Donation Match, you found today's guest, and what did you find interesting about this interview?
So I think when I first met Jeff, what I was really astounded by was the fact that many, if not most, nonprofits even realized that ACH was an option. And Jeff really tells it well during the podcast. It's somewhat of a bias of payment processors to not necessarily let you know that it's an option. And he really does do a good job of explaining how to get this discount if you can.
All right. I found it was really cool, too. He talked about monthly giving programs and how people are actually probably a little more inclined to support monthly giving if it's set up as a direct debit. So he'll explain all of this. Let's get started right now and say hello to Jeff Dowler.
You mentioned that when Danny asks you at the end, and then have a specific place they can go, like a website.
Okay.
You to get that done. So, okay, perfect.
Okay. Sure.
Well, Jeff, it's great to have you joining us on our podcast here today, and your company is Optimal Giving, and maybe you can just give us a little bit of your background and tell us exactly what it is that you folks do in the fundraising space.
Okay, thank you, Danny. Optimal Giving, we do two things. We help nonprofits save money on collecting donations, specifically credit card fees, by educating them and helping them use something called ACH, which we'll talk about in a minute, which is basically a bank-to-bank transfer of a donation from the donor's account into the nonprofit's account, which avoids credit card fees altogether. So that's one thing we're really clear about, wanting to educate the nonprofit community because that just helps them get more money out to the front lines by saving money that's already coming in, so they have more available to use the mission and cause. The second thing we do is we have fundraising software for online donation pages and live event donation thermometers and crowdfunding and, you know, all that kind of fun fundraising technology we have. So through our partners, we're master licensing partners with MobileCause, and MobileCause works with 28 of the top 100 nonprofits in the country, and that's just one of the solutions we offer.
All right, a little bit about your background and how did you get into this line of work?
I'm in my mid 50s now. I've been in the nonprofit. I helped not start a nonprofit when I was in my early 20s that's still in existence today, called Plant with Purpose. It's a great little organization out of San Diego, California, that's stood the test of time. I've volunteered a lot of places. I've been in the nonprofit arena for a long time. This is a volunteer, donor, advisor, board member, et cetera. But a few years ago, we noticed that I have a payment processing background, right? So I was part of a team that helped bring credit card processing into McDonald's and Burger King's and Taco Bell's nationally. And so I've been in that space. I was involved with putting ATM machines in the hotels and ski resorts and whatnot here in the San Diego, Southern California area before that. And so I've been in the payment processing world a long time, and I'm kind of a business guy with that kind of a, you know, from that side. But a few years ago, I guess it was in 2013, really occurred to me that nonprofits, a friend of mine was asking me about nonprofits and how I could help them. I said, well, you know, we could probably reduce the credit card fees because a lot of them are probably being taken advantage of, which is the case with a lot of nonprofits. Vendors tend to overcharge them or at least not give them a good deal. So that would be one area. And then ACH is something that, you know, we did some research on, and in the business world, any business that has recurring payments, dues or subscriptions, uses ACH whenever possible because they don't want to pay credit card fees. So they can get payment for the utility bill or phone bill or their whatever for less than the cost of a stamp instead of paying 2-3% to receive payment for a credit card. And we noticed that looked at the San Diego Giving the nonprofit San Diego Business Journal, which is our local business journal here in San Diego. They do an annual giving guide, and they profile about 30 major nonprofits, meaning like United Ways and Salvation Armies, but also some successful local ones. And I went through all of their websites and noticed that only 1 out of 10, 3 out of the 30, was offering an alternative to credit card. I thought, that's just not right, because all nonprofits, just about all, over 90% of nonprofits rely on those small monthly donations. They certainly want to get more of them, you know, because that's their foundation, their bread and butter. They can do budgets on, not just hoping they get the grant or their major donors, but those small monthly donors, they're the perfect, you know, as many of those as you can convert over to ACH and not use the credit card every time, that would save the nonprofit tons of money. And so we've built a brand around that just to really, primarily, the mission initially was just to educate nonprofits about ACH, because it's a best practice in the business world, but isn't very well known by the nonprofits. And I had a call with, you know, one of the big ones that I just mentioned, and they hadn't even heard of it. And I just thought, wow, this is crazy. So we built a brand to basically go and, our for-profit brand is called Optimal Payment Systems, OPS, but we created Optimal Giving to just educate nonprofits about ACH, and then we started bolting on all kinds of fun fundraising technologies.
Jeff, I want you to educate me a little bit here. What does ACH stand for? I don't even know.
Okay, so it stands for Automated Clearinghouse, and it's just the way the banks move money back and forth between themselves. You know, it's just the banking's money moving network. It's called the ACH network. And so the transactions that are like electronic funds transfer, EFTs or direct debits or electronic check, they're all going through the banking system's ACH network, which is overseen by something called NACHA, NACHA, National Association, Automated Clearinghouse Association. So just the banking system's way of moving money back and forth.
Okay, so if a small organization wants, well, any organization wants to take a closer look at this, where do they even begin?
Oh, gosh, well... If you don't mind, I mean, we have, our website has a pretty good, you know, has a lot on it. I've written a white paper on ACH and nonprofit use, and it's on there. You can just Google ACH, Google NACHA, NACHA. That's the big, you know, oversight body for the banks. There's a lot of, you know, you could probably even Google ACH and nonprofits or something like that. I don't know what all you'd get there, but there's plenty of information. It's super common in the business world. IRS uses it, DMV uses it, everybody uses it that, you know, is trying to, you know, well, not everybody, but a lot of utilities, real estate management, hire as DMV, insurance companies, they all use ACH.
And Jeff, go ahead and tell me real quick, for those who are completely new to this idea of ACH, you know, how much money are you talking about saving in terms of moving your payment processing over?
Well, you don't, and just to be clear, and thank you for asking that, it's nothing that you move over, it's just something you add on as an option. So, a great example is just go to the, the local one here, San Diego Rescue Mission. If you go on their donation page, and the URL is sdrescue.org, go on their donation page, and right on there, it'll have a little thing up at the top. Please use direct debit so we don't have to pay credit card fees and we can save more lives. So down at the bottom of the page, and that's what it says, it's tight, compelling messaging. But on the donation form where you enter in the card number and whatnot, if this says it, instead of just credit card where you would enter the credit card information, we'll also have a button that says or electronic check or direct debit. They click on that. And then they just fill out their check information. So they would just take the routing number and account number off the bottom of the check and enter that instead of entering the card number. You know, it's about the same amount of digits. And they can do it one time or recurring, you know, and that's such a big deal. Credit cards expire. It's always a hassle to chase them down. You certainly want, you know, to get recurring donors, those monthly givers. So you can do that with ACH too. But you're just basically adding an option, and you're letting the donor know there's a preference and why. You know, with this very simple, respectful messaging, and you know, and if they decide to use their credit card, they use their credit card. You'll certainly be happy to take that as a credit card donation. But if they choose the ACH method, then you don't have to pay those credit card fees, and you know, and more of that money can go to your mission and cause.
So, Jeff, is this something that, regardless of their processor, most nonprofits can take advantage of?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a whole other subject. You know, our primary core business is credit card processing, and we see bad deals all the time out there, and people don't even know because they don't really look at their credit card fees or at least do an assessment and, you know, see if they're good or not, if the rates are good. But it's something that most processors will let you add ACH. They won't encourage you to because they want that credit card fee. Forgive me for saying that. It's a little bit, I just am a little bit calloused about that. It just kind of ticks me off. But if you inquire with your credit card company that's providing your merchant services, they'll probably have ACH available. It's just a matter of how much they'll charge you. Our ACH is right around, you know, it's under 30 cents per transaction, 0%, where a credit card transaction will charge 2 to 3%, 2.5 to 3.5% plus, you know, a transaction fee, which could be 30 cents. And so basically for the cost of the transaction fee, you can process an ACH donation for about 30 cents and pay 0% on those donations. So most of your processors, most of your nonprofits that are using processors that allow ACH, unless you're using PayPal or something, but you would really have to ask about it.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I don't think most people know that that's an option. As you say, their processors won't necessarily tell them, it sounds like. And I know when I talked to you in person last, you actually had a story about a nonprofit that ended up realizing enough money, I'm sure you've had several clients like this, that were actually able to save enough to enable some projects that they had actually cut out of their budget and add them back in. Can you share about that?
You know, in general terms, the way we look at it is every time somebody, we just look like, we can't donate big checks everywhere, we can't volunteer everywhere, we can't, you know, be on everybody's board or whatever, or me, but every nonprofit we help, regardless of the size, based on the savings, we look at ourselves as becoming their next major donor. And so, you know, it just depends on the size of the nonprofit. But if we can save a nonprofit, you know, $1,000 a month, that'll, you know, you can do a lot with $1,000 a month, and you can hire staff, you can get more food out there, whatever you're doing. And so that's, you know, in simple terms, that's how we do it. I don't know. Without getting too specific, I would say that that's just kind of our rule of thumb, and that's kind of how it plays out. We become their next major donor for every nonprofit that we help, or at least that we like to think so.
Jeff, would you recommend that nonprofits start by talking to their bank or their credit card processor to see if they can negotiate the lower card fees?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can. What I would ask to you to consider is just letting us do an assessment. We do them all the time, and we don't charge for them because it's hard to, a lot of these statements are hard to really, you know what you think you bought, but then if you really do the math of, total donations divided by, how much you just paid in fees, that'll show you what you're really paying, not what you think you may be paying. And we do these assessments where we'll just, if you send us a statement, we'll look at it, we know how to analyze them very quickly, and just kind of let you know, are your rates good or aren't they? And renegotiating is always something you can do, and I'd encourage you to do it. And We're here to help too if you'd like us to do an assessment. One of the things that sets us apart, both of our brands apart from most companies, is that we have relationships with all the major processors. So if you're using Brand X right now, we can probably keep you right there, and without having to have you change processors, we can probably keep you on the same processor you're using, but we just become your new agent and just give you a lot better rates. We're bringing on several medical clinics right now, and their effective rate, and that's what I was talking about, total, donations or sales or whatever, and divided by the, how much you're paying in fees. Their effective rate was about 5%, and it was just unbelievable. And that's just because of the different hidden fees and just things going on with these things called downgrades, and we're able to lower their rates, down into the low 2%. And so we're saving them just a ton of money because they do about $1 million a month. And we would just encourage you to shop it, and maybe include us in that. But you might want to just take, we'd be happy to give you a free assessment. We can tell you if you're getting a fair rate. If you are getting a really good rate, we'd be glad to tell you that and encourage you to add ACH too. But if you're not, you may want to shop it and we'll give you a proposal and without getting into a pitch, but that's just what we do all day.
All right. I was intrigued to hear about this monthly giving and the work that you do in this area. Sounds very interesting. Maybe you can just share with us, how are nonprofits introducing, based on your experience out there, how are they introducing this concept of monthly giving to their donor base? Are they doing it actually at live auction events or live events or online emails? How are they introducing this idea?
Oh, well, yeah. So, at an event, I'd encourage you to, first of all, have ACH, get set up for it so you can take it. Like on your response cards at the tables, instead of just having where they would put a credit card information, have them, put ACH, and if they don't have a check with them, which a lot of people do bring to those events anyway, you can get back to them and get their routing number, but an account number. But just, have a different option, give them both options on the response cards. In terms of letting the overall, their donor base know about it, and however they communicate, emails, let them know that it's something now that you're offering. And I'll tell you what, even if even those donors that everything's got to be on their, they got to get points on, which is fine. I get it. It's sophisticated. Even those that aren't going to choose ACH and want to put it on their credit card so they can get the points, even those folks, they will certainly appreciate and respect the fact that you're offering it, because it's a very you know, it's just a best practice. It's the smart thing to do, and whether they choose to or not, it's up to them, but they'll certainly respect you for offering it. And so anyway, in email correspondence, I just, you know, on your newsletters or whatever, just let them know, hey, you know, we're offering this now, so more of your money can get to the front lines. Please think about using ACH for your next donation or setting up on recurring. Another thing is when credit cards expire, you have to go track down your donors then too. And it's a great touch point, right? You get a chance to have a conversation or engage them in one way or another to get the updated card information. But that's a good time also to talk to them about ACH and just let them know it's an option. So on your website, you certainly want it on your donation page. In your email correspondence, it's just kind of news. You're being very smart and good stewards with their money. In donations, this is a new option you're offering. And then at the galas or events, just have it on the response cards and leave it at that. Whoever's doing the ask can always mention why you prefer ACH if you want. But it's just all about, it's not one or the other. It's just about giving the donor an option. They'll respect you for it. It's the right thing to do. And every time somebody chooses that option, you're saving that money, not having to pay those fees.
All right. You'd mentioned earlier on in the program some interesting software that you folks, some fundraising software that you folks are involved in over there at Optimal Giving. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, thank you, Danny. So, you know, we just love nonprofits. You know, that's my heart. I love helping them. And I'm basically, I like building things and I like growing things. So it's fun to save the nonprofits money. And it's almost a pet peeve of mine because I feel like a lot of them are really being taken advantage of when it comes to processing fees. But, you know, on the growth side, love fundraising software. Love what you guys are doing at Donation Match. A lot of cool stuff out there. We're right now negotiating with a company that has like a keep the change roundup deal where, you know, your bill is $5.36. Well, then 64 cents will go towards your roundup bucket, which once it hits $20 will be donated to the, you know, that sort of thing. Cool tech. A lot of fun stuff out there right now. But we're partners, like I mentioned, with MobileCause. MobileCause is, you know, pretty much dominates that whole, you know, mobile fundraising space. They've got incredible technology. If you're interested in that, we are master licensing partners, so we can give it to you for less than you'd get it, you know, pay if you went direct, just because of our relationship with MobileCause. We kind of buy in bulk. And so you have stuff for, like, if you're at an event, like you're putting on a gala and you're trying to raise $100,000 and, you know, you have a live thermometer saying, hey, here's where we are. Oh, John Smith has donated $300, and you know his name's up there. Anonymous has donated $100, and you just watch this thermometer climb. We've got that stuff. We've got MobileCause. Just go on the MobileCause website. It's just phenomenal. Especially crowdfunding. We're going to do a walk. I want my team to raise $1,000. You want to be on my team? You know, I can have my own donation page with my face on it. Background people walking, the thermometer showing how close I'm getting to $1,000. John Smith's on my team, Mary Ann's on my team, you know, just whatever. Just all that really fun stuff, we have it. And a lot of it's through MobileCause. Now, for your online, and it can be on your Facebook pages, donation pages on your Facebook pages. We also have a partner that we like a lot called IAT, and they're a processor, but everything is nonprofit centric. So, you know, instead of the donation forms on the websites are custom built. We've got a bunch of templates. The processing fees are, you know, our ACH is right there on the donation form. So we've got technology to help you raise money on your websites. We can have, each organization can have as many page donation forms as they want. So if they're building a playground or if they're, you know, this person's trying to raise money for support for whatever, a trip or a project or a new building project or a campaign, or you can do custom donation forms. They're very easy to set up. I mean, you know, 10 minutes, and you can have a new form that can be used on Facebook or on your website on a separate page or your main donation page, or we've got all that, and it's such a great value. There's companies out there charging, you know, between 5% and 10% for this stuff per donation, which I think is outrageous, frankly. Because, you know, software, once you build it, it's scalable. It's not like there's a lot of labor involved. You just got a new customer that's using your software that you already built, and to charge 5% to 10%, I just for their fundraising software. Ours is less than 3%, including the credit card fees, so the donation forms and all that. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that.
All right, very good. Great information. We appreciate you sharing that with us. Let's talk for a second now about trends in the fundraising space and what you see out there that's on the front line. What's interesting? What's new? What's hot?
Well, a couple of things that we're right now, I mean, getting ready to add to our quiver is, like I told you, this Roundup technology. I think that's really cool. I think, it's a way to engage and activate new donors that, they'll just kind of keep the change thing on a purchase with a limit. You can say, okay, I only want to do this $50 a month or $20 a month or whatever, but it's a way to, so every time this person makes a purchase on their card, the change, the roundup to the nearest dollar will go into this donation bucket. I think that's brilliant.
Are you talking about every time they make a purchase on their charge card with a credit card?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you
if
can...
they go into a store. Yeah, wow. I think that's exactly right. So it's just like, you know, how at the counter at a supermarket, they'll have the little plexiglass things where you can donate towards United Way or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it in a bucket with cash, you're into that thing with cash, you're putting it into your own little giving fund, which is being accumulated. And once it hits a number, then it's dispersed to the nonprofit. I think that's awesome. We're working, another thing we're looking at are these for churches, putting in free donation kiosks where, people can make their donations on an iPad out in the lobby instead of, you know, if they don't have cash or check with them or whatever when the basket goes by. I think that's really good stuff. I love what's going on with crowdfunding, peer-to-peer, which is basically, I'm sure everybody knows what that is. But I think that's just so good to have people help support you for a project and being able to watch, have a goal and hit the goal and people doing it together. And I don't know. I mean, there's we see a lot of things. There's a company called Symbol that does, out of Seattle, the SEMBLE. They help with real estate development. So if you've got a piece of property, you want to build a new building on it or do the playground on it, and you need to raise $100,000 and you've already hit your donors up and, you know, you kind of tap them. Well, it's like a different type of fund. So they have their giving pie, you know, slice of their money, their financial pie. They have a little slice that they use for donations and charity. But then they have an investment slice, and Symbol uses the investment slice. So they basically provide the nonprofit with a super low interest rate. So it's not a donation. It's more of an investment to the nonprofit where they, you know, receive a little bit of money back. And a lot of them just kind of write it off. But I think that's really creative stuff. I'll share one other one that I like and we're involved with here in San Diego. And Renee, you're going to meet Mark Nielsen at some point. This is a company called Accretive, and Accretive works with nonprofits, but also board members, and comes in and looks at all their expenses and finds savings. So they'll have like specialists that look at insurance or shipping or utilities or, in our case, merchant services. And then they'll, you know, say, look, that looks high. That looks like a pretty hot, you're paying probably too high of a fee or rate or price for that. They'll bring in, you know, they'll get those fees reduced either by renegotiating with existing vendors, like you were talking about earlier, Danny, with merchant services, or they'll bring in somebody from the outside to lower those fees. And then a portion of this found savings, we call it found raising or found money, they donate to a nonprofit. So it's a great way to get, you know, big chunks of money just through found money, that's found savings that these, you know, that they provide to the nonprofit. Or it's hard to explain it in just a couple sentences, but they basically find savings and share a portion of the savings with the nonprofit.
Yeah, so that's funny you mentioned Mark in a creative. I'm actually hoping to get him on a podcast episode in the future. And
I
did
Mark.
Just meet him last year, so definitely love the work he's doing.
Yeah. Great guy.
All right. Final question here, Jeff. Do you folks in your software or in your advice, and again from your experience, what do you feel is the best way to pre-register or register guests at a live fundraising event? We hear clients all the time saying we find it challenging to get people to give up their credit card numbers and register for a bid card number at the event. What do you recommend?
Okay. Are you selling tickets, or is it a free event?
It would be a ticketed event, typical fundraising gala, fundraising auction evening.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have software that does that, but you could always... the thing with Eventbrite, and I think it's super easy to use, but you're dinging the attendee for the credit card fees, so you're paying that surcharge after you buy the ticket. But that's super easy. I don't know. I really don't have a good one. I'm really curious, actually. We have, one of our clients is the San Diego City Ballet, and we do their ticketing, and they were using something like Ticketmaster before that. And so our software does it. Eventbrite's is super easy, and you don't pay the fees. The person registering pays the fees. So, which is awkward, and that's the downside. And I think that it would be better to just have the ticket price a little higher and not, you know, annoy the person purchasing the ticket with having to pay fees on top of the ticket. But anyway, sorry, I don't really have a good answer for that.
That's all right. Probably wasn't a good question.
Do you know the answer to that? I'd love to hear it.
Well, there's lots of different answers. I don't know that I know the best one. I'm still fishing for the ultimate answer. Ian?
Yeah, I wish I could help you. We are too, Danny. It's just one of those things that we feel like we'd like to find a more, you know, user-friendly, simpler setup solution.
All right, very good. Our special guest today has been Jeff Dallard. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. And if I could just, before we cut you loose here, if you could offer three takeaways for today's podcast listeners to put in their back pocket, what might those three takeaways be?
Please look into adding an ACH, also known as direct debit, donation option on your website, putting it on your forms. Just to save that, because that money is just going to Visa and MasterCard, and they don't need it. So I'd encourage you to please do that. Secondly, that's the main thing. I'd also encourage you to do an assessment of your credit card fees. And even if you're locked into some donor management software, chances are you do have options whether or not you realize it. So, again, anything you can do to save money, I think that's good stewardship of your donor dollars and can help you, you know, do more out on the front lines. And thirdly, keep optimal giving in mind.
Okay.
All
right. Well, no, that's fair. And on that note, then, how can people contact you? Are you willing to take a phone call and offer a little bit of free advice to anybody that might have questions?
Oh, I'd be happy to. My direct line is 858-775-4551. And it's 858-775-4551. That'll come right to me, and I'd be happy to take the call. And our website is optimalgiving.com. And, yeah, there's a lot of information on there. And be happy to, you know, feel free to email me. My name is Jeff, J-E-F-F. And the Dowler, D-O-W-L-E-R, so my email address is jeff.dowler@optimalgiving.com.
All right, we'll be sure to put all of that contact information in our show notes at the end of this podcast. Once again, Jeff Dowler, Optimal Giving, great having you on the show today, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the show this week. For show notes, special offers, or to listen to previous episodes, you can visit us at eventswithbenefits.com. Please also consider subscribing to our podcast on iTunes, and if you enjoyed the show, do us a favor and write us a review while you're there. If you have any questions or feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at hosts@eventswithbenefits.com. We'll see you next time.